This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Springs Utilities is looking into nuclear power for its customers. CPR's Dan Boyes says a year-long study could start as early as next month.
Idaho and Oak Ridge National Laboratories are working with the utility on the feasibility study. Project manager Brendan Scott.
We're trying to see if the economics of nuclear power would work for a small rate-based utility.
The team is examining the feasibility of new nuclear energy technologies, so-called small modular reactors. They're designed to be safer and cheaper. The team will look into potential locations for installing reactors and if any technologies could demonstrate close to net zero water use. Officials emphasize this is just research. Actually, implementing any of its recommendations would take years longer. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The Interior Department is planning to release a massive amount of water into a Colorado River reservoir in order to prevent a potential power and water crisis. Historic drought conditions are fueling the Fed's move. Scott Franz reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
The Flaming Gorge Reservoir is forecasted to drop as much as 35 feet over the next year as water is sent downstream to save Lake Powell. Lots of water that would usually keep going to Nevada would be held back in Powell. The plan aims to stop the reservoir from getting too low to produce electricity for millions of people in the West. Some forecasts predicted that could happen by August if action isn't taken. A final decision on the Fed's water plans is expected this week. I'm Scott Franz.
Critical fire danger continues for much of the state, from Sawatch to Fort Collins, Georgetown to Julesburg, with low humidity, gusty winds, and very dry fuel. This is CPR News in KRCC.